That'll do. Let's talk another team interstate, the Sydney Swans. They were certainly a topic of discussion for a lot of this trade period in the AFL. Tom Harley was the boss of all things at the Sydney Swans. He always is. He's the boss of everything. He joins us on the program. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, gents. How are you going?
Going very well, thank you. Are you happy this morning?
Look, I think that it's a good question. It's an emotional time. I think one of the things that gets missed through trade period is the human side of all of these sorts of things. I think everyone likes to look at it as just commodities and moving things around, but there's high emotion involved. And what I am comfortable with, and that's the most important thing, is that we always put the club first. That's a mandate that we had going into it. And so we sit here comfortable with that. You know, there are some elements of disappointment, sure, but at the same time, very comfortable that we put the club first.
So let's talk about the disappointment then, because that's clearly linked to the Joe Danaher situation. You worked pretty hard to get it to happen, and Joe was certainly pretty keen to try something new and experience a new environment there at the Sydney Swans, and it didn't happen for whatever reason. The contrasting stories we got yesterday, we had Adrian Dodoro tell us that 5 and 9 was never on the table, 5 was actually never part of the conversation, then Charlie Gardner saying that, well, we didn't offer it because they told us not to. Is that sort of what happened?
Mm. So I guess if you go right back to the very start, Essendon and Adrian in particular were really consistent that picks weren't going to get it done, and they needed a replacement for, I think the quotes were pretty much a generational player, a key pillar in their side. And I guess when you're looking at what assets we had 5, we had a future first, we were prepared to bring 9 into the equation. And as recently as midday yesterday, conversation was had between Adrian and Kinnear that 5 and 9 wouldn't get it done. We put forward what we thought was the best offer, which was certainly commensurate with recent deals. There's a few examples of them now since future draft picks has been put into play, and we couldn't get it done. And I guess that highlights the challenge of dealing with contracted players. So there's certainly some disappointment from there, from that point of view. But at the same time, feel comfortable that with what we put forward was the right thing from the club's point of view.
So you'd have been quite happy to pay 5 and 9.
No, well, it's a bit of a moot point. We were happy to pay what we put forward, and. Yeah. And when you look at it in the overall scheme of things, and certainly what deals have been done in the past, it's commensurate with that. We were repeatedly told 5 and 9 wouldn't get it done. We were basically told not to trade out Tom Papley if we thought that 5 and 9 would get it done. So no responsible club would go ahead and do that without any assurance of bringing in a player.
Yep.
And I think that's an important piece to it all. And the other important piece is that, you know, we're talking about two very experienced list managers with a long relationship. And in fairness to Adrian, and with total respect to Essendon, they were consistent all the way through this. And it didn't move from the start to the end, unfortunately for us.
So, Tom, is it as simple as now just waiting 12 months and going again, and when the circumstances are going to be different with Joe out of contract? Or is that now off the table, but you might revisit in 12 months? So my point is, are you sort of giving any sort of promises to Joe that you'll try this again in 12 months' time?
No, look, it's all probably a bit raw, isn't it? It was clearly pretty hot yesterday. Joe, that's a decision for Joe. Joe will be a restricted free agent. I think everyone knows that. The restricted part's an important part to it again.
Mm-hmm.
They're the rules. Very important part to it. So, that's going to be a decision that's ultimately going to be driven by Joe and what he's thinking. And I can't speak on behalf with Joe. Clearly, I've got a relationship with Joe, and that relationship is really important to me. I'm sure there'll be some conversations that play out in the next little while, but what are we up, 364 days until again? So let's not rush to it, hey?
Now you got some time up your sleeve.
That's fair enough. The other one is Tom Papley, and you know Essendon's got a job to do to sort of find a bit of love again between the Bombers and Danaher. You've got a bit of a similar predicament potentially with yourself and Tom. Where does that sit at the moment?
Yeah, it's very similar, isn't it? It's you know, we're talking about, clearly there were two players that wanted to leave their respective contracted clubs. And the reality is, if we strip all of the narrative out of it, the three clubs weren't able to make that happen. And so, you know, we'll absolutely work with Tom. He's a valued player. We clearly valued him very highly, to the point that we weren't prepared to move him if there weren't any guarantees that we could get a requisite player coming back. So, you know, we've had conversations with Tom. I think importantly, and I do genuinely appreciate the appetite that everyone has for all of this sort of stuff, but in our game, given the human element, there should still be a place for confidential and private conversation. And I'm really, really really strong on that. And, you know, Tom will have some time out. We start training pretty soon, given that we missed the finals. And you know, we do need to get back together and do what's required to make sure that Tom's comfortable playing good footy, and we will do our absolute best to ensure that we provide that environment for him.
Well, that'd be good news for Tom if that happens to Sydney Swans fans as well, because he's a bloody good player. That's why other clubs are certainly coming for him pretty hard, like the Blues seem to have been doing. Tom, you bring in Lewis Taylor from Brisbane. What does he bring to you, do you think?
Yeah, we're really happy about that. He only played the five games for Brisbane this year, and they were obviously a pretty handy side. But prior to that, he pretty much averaged 18, 19, 20 games a year since debut. So he's got experience. He brings that. We've got a very young list, so he adds to our age profile and demographic. And he's quick and uses the ball well. You know, in the modern game, you've got to be able to run and you've got to be able to kick well. And we think he fits in really nicely and complements our midfield forward group going forward. So really pleased that Louis wanted to come and play for us. And we think it's going to be a really good relationship, and he's going to get back to that form that he demonstrated in the AFL competition, because his form actually didn't drop off. He was playing ripping footy in the NEFL. So we're excited about bringing him in.
Well, I'll see what he can do for you. Next year you lose Zach Jones and you lose Darcy Cameron as well. Is that a blow, or is that sort of part of the strategy that they were, again, considering there is a human element, expendable?
Yeah. I mean, you never want to say players are expendable. They were both out of contract. And that's a significant leverage point for a player, and that's the way it should be. So, you know, Zach was really, really, really clear from that point in time at the end of the season that he wanted to get home, handled things very respectfully all the way through. Look, you try to do the best deal that you can, and St Kilda clearly had a lot on their plate, and the deal that we did at the end was the best deal that we could do, and Zach goes with our blessings. He's given us 6 years of good footy. I hope he doesn't play too well against us, but that's all part of the caper.
It is certainly the game, and you've played it pretty well through the last little bit. We'll see what happens in the next 12 months, 364 days, before we get talking again, Tom. Good luck to you, mate. Go well. Appreciate your time.
Thanks for your time.